Pennsylvania is among the minority of states with a governor who supports continuing to resettle refugees. So, what might that mean going forward? Keystone Crossroads' Emily Previty talks with Melanie Nezer, Vice President of Policy and Advocacy for HIAS, one of the nation's 9 resettlement agencies, and head of Refugee Council USA.
The 90-day resettlement program is federally funded, but the support programs that are critical to the success of the federal ones are state-funded, or at least they are in Pennsylvania. So is there a discussion now about what to do if governors should in the future cut funding to some of these support programs?
Yeah, there's a lot of discussion about that right now. This is, you know, very concerning because we do have a very established process for resettling refugees that's worked for decades. So this would be a disruption. I do want to say that the funding that the states provide is reimbursed by the federal government. I don't know if it's a one-to-one match, but a significant portion of the benefits that that states pay out to support refugees is reimbursed by the federal government. But that said, you know, if a governor says we're not going to be providing benefits for refugees or a particular group of refugees, it is going to be a problem for the resettlement network. We've already seen in Indiana, a Syrian refugee family actually was turned away. Not my organization, but a different resettlement network had to resettle that family in Connecticut. So this is not a way to run the refugee program. It has to be a federal program.
Are you working on legislation or in the beginning of that process to see if there's a way to cut out a state government if them yanking funding from some of the support programs was going to compromise their survival?
Yeah, I mean, I can't really say what the government, the federal government is thinking about right now. I think it's too soon to really go down that road. I mean, I know that, for instance, in Indiana, the ACLU has filed a lawsuit. I don't know if there's going to be a groundswell of governors who follow that. Once governors really start talking to the mayors and the local communities about the program and learning more about it, I'm hopeful this will not be a domino effect.
It's more than just a financial thing. It's, you know, trying to assess how welcoming an area might be. But one would presume that the communities at the local level are welcoming. Otherwise, there wouldn't be offices there.
There's a lot of consultation among the resettlement agencies, local government, service providers, schools, hospitals. These communities are ready to welcome refugees. So by the governors making these proclamations, it's turned into a political issue, but this is really a community-based program that's a partnership of faith and humanitarian organizations and local governments and citizens who have spent countless hours and donated countless blankets and beds and other furniture and filled refrigerators and met refugees at the airport. I mean, this is stuff that's been going on every day in our communities for decades. So it's going to take a lot more than a quick decision by a governor to derail that.
And you mentioned, you know, that this particular resettlement program has been in place since the 80s. Can you think of another time since then where there's been maybe not equivalent, but similar, and I'll use your phrase again, like the exploitation of any underlying xenophobia that might exist in some of these communities?
I personally have not seen it. I've been working in refugee and immigration issues since before 9/11, and I didn't see it then the way it's happening now and so fast. Maybe it's because of the media, social media, and you know, less kind of actually talking to each other and more talking at each other. I don't recall any time where this has just happened so quickly and with such little regard to the facts. The Paris attacks were over the weekend. We were all horrified by that and shaken by it. And then by Monday, 30 governors or 31 governors had come out against the resettlement program, which has nothing to do with what happened in Europe, nothing at all, totally unrelated. But yeah, so, I mean, really, you can see that there wasn't much deliberation about this.